You're kind of like a Mogwai.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I actually don't. What is it? What is a Mogwai?
It's a gremlin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't feed me after midnight. Don't get me wet.
And you'll be nice and cute as long as you do that.
Right.
But if you either of those things, then...
I'm going to have a bunch of gremlins pop out of my back.
Yep.
It's going to be really gross.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like this.
Hello, and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we want to improve, and fix it. I'm Jared Sane.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Sam Chidley.
And this is actually a special episode for us, right guys?
Yeah!
We turn one today.
We're 1 year old.
Woo!
Yay!
We're big boys now.
Yep.
Starting to lose... Are we losing baby fat, or are we just... packing it on.
I'm
right
gaining
now.
I'm gaining more baby fat.
Yeah, I'm like twice as fat as I was a year ago.
Well, I think it's because fat's sort of like a protective layer.
Uh-huh.
And if we've learned anything, it's just that the world is scary.
Right.
The world is a sad place.
especially in October.
It's So
this
is episode four of our Halloween spooktacular.
Episode four. Yeah. And Halloween is coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
Just around the corner.
Just a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is also spooky.
It's a spooky time.
So, in the spirit of this very scary month, what are we talking about today, Jared?
We are going to each one of us is going to confront our fears.
Oh, shit. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah, this is sounds like the least fun episode to record.
Yeah, can we avoid our fears instead? Can we do an episode where we just avoid our fears?
Well, we're kicking off our second year. I think we're going to stop trying to make people laugh and just really try to make them think seriously. Uh-huh.
Take a hard look at themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've been changing a lot of things about the world, but
we haven't changed a lot about ourselves.
We haven't changed anything about ourselves, and like we're not great. So no.
Yeah. And usually when we change the world, we don't do a very good job at it.
Right. I think we need to look inward today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Don't want to.
I don't want to. The idea of like confronting my fears just seems like, I don't know. This is like a school of thought that says you have to like confront your fears and get over them and it makes you a stronger person or something. I think that's horseshit. I think that people are afraid of things because it protects them. So if you're afraid of something, there's probably a reason you're afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your body and your psyche protecting you.
What's something that you're afraid of, Sam?
So that's what I'm getting at. So I don't know. I think there are illogical fears.
Yeah.
Of which I have one to share with you guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've ever told you. I probably have repeatedly. I'm afraid of being submerged in water. It's like not...
There it is.
Yeah, it's something. It's a very specific situation. And I'm not afraid of water in and of itself. Like I'm not like afraid of like a glass of water, or like.
Wait! I think a question has to be asked.
Uh-huh.
Do you bathe?
I mean, I shower.
Okay.
So, what about taking a bath? Is taking a bath scary?
It's a little scary. Yeah. Like, it's probably the reason I prefer showers.
Okay, so I want to do a little bit of an experiment on you, Sam.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I'm gonna say.
I like experimenting.
A water situation, and you just give me your gut reaction, whether you're scared or not.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you put your feet in a puddle.
No, not scared.
You dangle your legs into a hot tub.
Not scared. Not scared.
Not scared?
No.
Okay.
A little bit like, ooh, this is wet. But not scared.
You are in a lake, and the water level is just up to your testicles.
Oh, I'm starting to get scared. Yeah.
Starting to get scared now?
Yeah, because there could be something in the water that's going to bite my balls.
It's also like the most unpleasant...
lake water's gross.
Height to be, depth to be in.
Oh, yeah, when it's just like your balls are just kind of like, you know, getting lapped by the water. Like, yeah. Don't like that at all.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's also a little scary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have... your feet are in cement.
Uh-huh.
And the tide is rising, okay. And it's up to your neck.
Now I'm fucking terrified. Like, that is terrifying.
Okay, too much. Yeah. Okay.
Just like having my feet in cement, like, right there is, like, even without water, I'm like, oh, this is a really bad situation to be in. But then you introduce water into the equation, especially the tide, which you can, like, see coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really scary.
Jared, do you have any situations for Sam you want to just quiz him on?
All right, Sam, we take you out on a nice big boat. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
We give you a life jacket.
Uh-huh. So far, it's okay, because I'm on a big boat with a life jacket. So, so far, I'm fine.
All right. We put a harness on you.
What do you mean?
And also... a harness that's attached to a tow line.
Okay.
Yep. As well as an anchor to your tied to your feet. Uh-huh. And we lower you into the water.
Uh-huh.
You're still bobbing. And then we take off and drag you through the water.
No, that sounds terrible.
What about...
I'm very afraid of that situation. I'm afraid the tow line's going to break, and the anchor's going to take me down to the bottom of the ocean, and I'm going to die, and no one's ever going to find my body, and I'm going to like get eaten by little fish.
Huh.
So we've talked about my fear. I think that we have a pretty good handle on what it is.
Yeah.
I don't feel that I've really been made to confront it. Is there... How am I going to face this fear?
Well,
James, we got to do something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of thinking that maybe... We need to get a little bit scientific with this.
I love science.
Ooh. Yep.
Love science, hate water. I have mixed emotions. Yep. Continue.
And we need to do some therapy, some psychotherapy on you.
Okay.
Which will be a kind of trauma therapy where we sort of make you imagine a situation where you have to face your fears.
Okay. Yep. Okay, it makes me a little uncomfortable, but, you know, especially since you're not licensed to do this. But
yeah, I'm not licensed at all, and I also don't really know...
You don't know anything about trauma therapy, and it might be, like, a really terrible thing that you're about to put me through. But,
yeah, and I also might be doing it... I'm actually most definitely doing it totally wrong. I have not even Wikipedia'd this.
So, that being said...
But I think it might work.
I guess I'm game.
I think it might be curative of your water phobia.
My water phobia. All right.
I have to add my own warning, Sam, which is every time I perform psychotherapy, I create a psycho.
You should stop. You should stop doing it.
Yeah. You should quit holding sessions.
But the pay is good.
People pay you to become psychos?
But they don't know that.
Maybe they want to be one of those Fortune 500 CEOs.
No,
Those are supposed to be all
in the marketing.
Psychos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sam.
Okay.
All right, so...
Traumatize me.
Yeah. I'm trying to traumatize you right now.
Did you put the therapeutic blindfold on him?
No, but I can... you have like a dirty sock or something?
Okay. Let's see. So... Close your eyes. Imagine yourself on an island.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful island. Tropical. Mm-hmm. There's coconuts. There's a warm breeze in the air.
Mm-hmm. What about bananas? Are there bananas?
There's two bananas. One in each of your hands.
Okay. I like that. I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to run out of bananas, but so far I'm good.
Describe the banana, Sam.
They're like, you know, like they're that stage of ripeness where they're like, you know, they're not starting to brown yet. They're like just all yellow and they're going to be really good. Yeah. They're like firm,
but not mushy,
Yeah.
Good. Now, Sam, I'm going to want you to squeeze the bananas as hard as you can.
Are you squeezing them?
All right. I kind of want to eat them, but all right.
You can eat the mush.
You guys are the therapist. So, all right, I'm squeezing the bananas. I've just ruined the bananas.
That's how it feels to take a life.
Okay. That feels like squeezing a banana.
All right. Exactly. It's easy. It's all squeezing a banana.
It's all goopy.
Yeah. Why don't you throw those bananas on the floor?
All right.
Okay, so they're
done
in
with the
sand.
Bananas. I'm done with the bananas.
So you look around your island. It's about the size of two Costcos.
Okay. That's right. I forgot that was our unit of measurement.
Yeah.
All right.
It's two Costcos big.
All right. That's a pretty good sized island. I like it.
Yeah. You take a walk around it. You don't see anybody there at all.
Uh-huh.
It's your own private island.
All right. So like a Robinson Crusoe kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
And it's like an island where there's like kind of like a little, you know, hill. It's kind of a hill-shaped island.
Uh-huh.
So you walk around it. You eat some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You befriend a parrot.
So far, all this sounds great, by the way.
Yeah. And then you walk around it again, and you realize that, huh, my island is now one Costco-sized.
Oh, no.
It's shrunk by half.
Yeah. That's troubling.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I realize that, though? I'm not sure if I would be able to notice that.
Well, because it's, like, shrunk by 50%, you could probably notice that pretty easily.
Uh-huh.
And the bananas that you squeezed are now, like, out in the middle of water.
Okay, so I can actually... The water's, like, coming in.
Water's
like
coming in.
There's, like, less beach now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So you decide to, I don't know, have a coconut.
Mm-hmm.
You turn it into a bra.
Mm-hmm.
You wear it.
Okay.
But now your island is now a quarter of the size of a Costco.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of staying at the top of the hill, and you can see the water coming up.
Yeah. It's troubling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you see a monkey, and it's really kind of being aggressive and an asshole towards you. So... With your quick agility, you grab it around the neck, and you're holding it, and it's fighting and screaming, and you take it to the water's edge, which is very close, and you hold it under. And you feel its body stop moving.
You know, or you...
I'm drowning. I drowned a monkey.
Or you can just befriend it. That would also be an all right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't. It's not, I don't think it's really in my nature to drown an animal. I don't think I would do that.
This is part of your therapy, Sam.
Okay, really? I have to drown a monkey?
Just in your mind.
I wouldn't condone this, but he's part of your therapy too. So, you drown the monkey.
This is terrible. I gotta tell you, though, something interesting happened while I was drowning the monkey.
What?
I did not feel my fear of water while I was doing that, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Like, I was... I felt really bad about killing the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel as bad about it now that it's done, but, like, while I was doing it, I was like, this is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Now that it's done, I'm like, well, what's a monkey's life? I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't thinking about the water. Even though I was like had my hand in the water,
that's interesting.
So that's something. There's something.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Okay.
It's a terrible thing, but there's something there.
All right. So now your island is the size of a futon,
uh-huh.
And there's just one palm tree sticking out the top of it.
Uh-huh.
The water rises and rises. And you can no longer stand on the island itself. You have to start shimmying up the tree.
Ugh, I'm bad at that. Okay. I'm going to try, though. I'm up the tree.
Okay. You're staying at the top of the tree now.
Well, that's kind of fun. I'm standing on the top of the tree?
Yeah, you're standing on top of the tree.
All right, that's kind of fun, actually.
You're pretty good at shimmying.
All right.
Actually, in this...
In this
trauma therapy.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that at least I get that.
You look... all around you, and as far as I can see, it's all water. All 360 degrees of it.
Yeah.
The water level keeps rising, though. Mm-hmm. And it's rising and rising and rising. Rises all day. It's nighttime. And it finally hits your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You have nowhere left to go.
No more monkeys to strangle.
No more monkeys to strangle. The water is now up to your up to your level of your balls.
Oh God,
it's cold.
Oh,
it's really cold.
This is terrible
and salty.
I can tell it's salty because it's touching my balls. This is some cold, salty water. I can tell. It's very salty. All right, so my balls are wet. What else happens?
You slip.
Off the tree?
Off your tree.
Oh, man.
And you fall right into the water.
Uh-huh. So now I'm just like treading water.
Yeah, you're treading water now.
I'm gonna die out here. I'm going to die. Like I'm gonna like not have enough energy to continue treading water, and my body's gonna slip below the surface, and I'm gonna be drowned. I'm gonna drown in like the middle of the ocean. No one's gonna find me or know what happened to me, mm-hmm. and like I'll just I'll be suspended in water forever.
You feel something grab your leg.
What grabbed my leg?
You look down. What is it?
It's the monkey.
It's the monkey that you killed.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And what does the monkey have in his other hand?
A banana.
Two bananas.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I deserve this.
The monkey begins dragging you down.
Ugh.
You start to sink.
Oh my God. I'm being pulled.
You're being pulled under.
To the bottom of the ocean by an angry, undead monkey. And his bananas, which I crushed. I didn't even eat them. I feel really bad about all the things that happened with the monkey. Is that how I go? Is that's it? Like, I do not feel better about my fear. I feel it's been reinforced, if anything. And you know what else? I'm also very worried about what's happening to the rest of the world if the level of the ocean has risen this drastically in such a short period of time. Like, what the fuck happened?
Climate change, man.
Oh, man. Guys, you really took me there. I really felt all of that. It did not help. I do not feel any better about my fear of water. I feel like, if anything, now I have a fear of monkeys.
Are you a psychopath now?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That was
yeah. Take the psychopath
test. You made me do it.
Jared made me do it. I didn't want you to do it even.
Yeah, Jared made me do it. I don't think that made me a psychopath. I think I.
It was interesting that that was the moment you forgot about your fear.
Right.
Of
that's
being submerged.
There's something kind of fucked up in that. I didn't know. It was a very inhuman moment, I think.
Yeah. Your rage came over you.
I wasn't angry. I was emotionally detached. I think I had to detach from it to complete the task.
You're being
That's
a psychopath.
That's actually how I felt like it was like a task that I had to complete, so I had to divorce myself of any emotional connection to the situation.
Yeah.
As best as I could. I still felt bad.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you were to continue therapy with me, what we would do is we'd kill dozens of monkeys.
Jesus.
Taking them out deeper and deeper into the water with each one.
Yeah.
Until you just love, like, swan diving into the water with the monkey with a mask on, and you watch its life drain away 10 feet below the surface.
I mean, I think at this point, maybe you would be cured of your water phobia if, in fact, you were killing a monkey every time you were in water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I guess, I think that would, my fear would evolve to be, instead of I being afraid of being submerged in water, it would be, I would be afraid to be submerged in water without a monkey. It's a very niche fear, it's very specific.
I don't know, I think that's improvement.
Uh-huh. I feel like most of the time you're submerged in water, you will not have a monkey.
Yeah, but but now your fear is categorically being submerged in water triggers a fear.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a monkey with you,
mm-hmm.
you won't be afraid.
I just have to keep a monkey with me that...
You know, whenever you're going in the water.
In the event that I might need to strangle him or drown him to death. So that I don't have to feel afraid. Man, that's terrible. You know, I'd probably develop an emotional attachment to the monkey as well. So, and there's something really fucked up. And like,
will you really? I don't feel like you won't. Keeping
a companion with you all the time, knowing that his purpose is to be murdered.
Hey, that's just how it is.
You know what, guys? Yeah. I've decided I'm not a psychopath. Talking about this,
good.
So I feel good about that.
I mean, it's good for you, and less good for Jared.
Yeah, sorry, Jared. I mean,
quite reach his goal.
Yeah, I don't think he turned me into a psychopath. I think if I did that enough times, I probably would.
Yeah, and Jared, I think that we could chalk this up as a win.
Oh yeah.
Wait, how?
Because now, if you have a monkey, you're not going to be afraid of the water.
Oh right. Okay. So yeah, you did figure out that like I can like you. We did find a workaround.
You can take you into a sociopathic state,
right?
At which point you will not be.
Afraid of water.
That was.
Do you feel better now, Sam?
No.
That's because you
have
a hangover.
Why should I feel better?
I don't know. Because you're a little bit less afraid of water now.
Yeah, I don't have a monkey though. So
but you know you could get one.
I don't know where I would get a monkey.
Sure, you could. Uh-huh. I mean, all you have to do is save up.
All right.
You could go to a zoo.
I do. To answer your question, I do feel less afraid of water.
Yeah,
but I feel uneasy about. Like, why am I afraid of water? That's where I'm at right now, emotionally. It's a mixed bag,
but I think it's a step in the right direction.
Like, I feel like, I don't think it is. I think you've given me a solution, but I feel like it's, you know, it's troubling. It's a troubling solution. So, but I'm willing to live with it. I mean, that's, sometimes you gotta strangle an animal. You know, the worst part is, the worst part of it is that as I was dying, I felt that I deserved it. It was like, everything terrible was coming true. It's like, not only am I like going to drown, I'm like being submerged in water, I'm like being dragged underwater, but like deserved it. It's a really uncomfortable thought to have.
I'm glad we could provide you with it.
So yeah. I'm cured.
Okay. Let's just call it a day on Sam's fears.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've
cured you.
We've cured me. What about you guys? Surely there's something that you're afraid of. James, you were very confident in dealing with trauma. I'm wondering if there's some sort of fear that keeps you.
Yeah. So my fear, the one that I've had nightmares about, is that members of my family or my wife being killed in brutal, murderous ways.
I can't wait to walk you through this. wait. So. Just to give us a better idea of what we're talking about, how are you afraid that these people in your life are going to be killed?
Oh, like
what's the scenario?
Okay, so like if I go to work in the morning and my wife is still at home, I have a fear that like a burglar would break into our house, our apartment, and stab her to death.
Oh God!
Or I had a dream at one point where a plane crashed into my family. Not like my family was in a plane crash, but
a plane crashed into
the plane,
like,
hit them.
Yeah,
home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like on the street or something, or like in the house.
It was like a strip mall, like in a parking lot of a mall or a strip mall or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a likely place for it to happen.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, I mean, these are like unlikely things to happen, especially the plane.
I hope so.
It seems like you're worried about something like coming out of nowhere and like taking the things away from you that you care most.
Yes.
About. Yeah.
That's accurate.
In like a very gruesome way.
Yeah.
See, like, that's, both of those are very gruesome ways to die.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Also. It's never just like a normal like heart attack or whatever.
Right.
It's always like some, horrible, terrible thing.
You're like dismembered and bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
So Jared, how do we cure James of this fear? I don't think like walking him through like a traumatic scenario with this is going to help him at all, and I don't really want to do it either.
Don't traumatically.
I don't want to kill his family.
Yeah, so you've met my family, both of you.
I love your family. Like, I wouldn't want any harm to come to any of them. So I'm. How do we cure him? What do we do?
I said we drug him up.
Drugs.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sort of okay with that, I guess.
Yeah, drugs are fun. So, all right, like, let's think about what kind of drugs and how much. Because he's come to us for help.
Help me, guys.
And he's convinced me that that talk therapy is not the way to go. I don't think it's going to help him. So we've got to give him some drugs.
Yeah. Here's what I suggest with the drugs. I think the drug should not be, like, something that you don't want to be medicated, like, you know, for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is just, like, a one-time thing.
Yeah.
I think we'll just take you on a really good trip And what we're going to do is we're just going to be very trusting of everyone and very open. And you're not going to have any fears. You're not going to have to worry on this trip about anything bad happening. You can leave your door wide open. No one's going to walk in, you know.
Okay.
If someone does walk in, they're going to take their shoes off and they're going to greet you politely.
Good. I like it. I don't like it when people walk around with their shoes in
yeah.
indoors.
Yeah.
It's we're just a minor fear.
Just, you know.
Yeah. It's another one of my fears.
I think we'll just have you experience just how, you know, wonderful and joyous human life can be.
So I'm going to, Jared, I...
Sounds nice.
I like the idea of taking him on a trip, yeah. but I
talking about a literal trip?
I want to take you on a hallucinogenic trip.
Okay. Like an ayahuasca thing?
Yeah, I want to take you on an ayahuasca, like, experience where instead of, like, helping you reach, like, some, like, level of enlightenment or something, what I'm going to be doing is, as your guide, I'm going to be, like, whispering, like, horrible things into your ear and, like, suggesting a reality in which all your loved being murdered.
Oh, my God.
So this way...
Wow.
You actually do get to confront that fear.
Okay.
And then you'll, like, in this trip, if I'm able to guide you compassionately and correctly...
Okay.
You will come to realize the impermanence of all human life and come to terms with the fact that you will one day lose your loved ones, and you'll make your peace with that.
Okay. I mean, it sounds scary, but...
And it will be scary. Yeah. It's going to be really scary.
But it also sounds like it could work. Yeah. Like, I think that I could actually do it.
So, James, I'm going to need you to close your eyes.
Okay.
First of all, like, take a bunch of this ayahuasca that I've got right here. Ooh, you that was too much.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right.
I'm tripping balls.
Yes. So now close your eyes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You take a deep breath. Okay. Puke for 3 days. All right. So now you are in a heightened spiritual state.
Yep.
You are very receptive to suggestion.
Is someone calling my name?
James.
Who is that?
It's one of your family members.
Oh, my family members.
James.
Which one?
This is your wife.
Okay.
Something terrible is happening, I know it.
Oh no.
Somebody's breaking into our apartment.
No!
They have a knife.
No. No, stop.
Do you see? This is not helping. I don't feel like this is helping his fear.
That was
taking you to a really dark place.
I mean, I feel like I've been widowed.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
We
so, but this is the first thing. That was the first.
Uh-huh.
Step.
Okay, so I'm still on ayahuasca, right?
You're still on ayahuasca.
Yeah,
tripping balls. It's cool.
You're
besides that last part.
It's not cool. Like, you're in a state of...
Oh, no, it's not cool at all. I'm really sad now.
And grief is where
I'm grieving.
You are not in a good place.
I'm so sad.
You know what happens next?
What happens next?
Your family. Like, your blood family. Your mother and father and your sister.
Oh, yeah.
They're all standing on the front lawn in front of your house, your childhood home, and they're waving to you.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hey, May. How's it going?
And then you hear something from behind you.
What is it?
Coming out of the sky.
Oh, my God.
It's a plane.
It's a plane!
It's a plane, and it's coming right at them.
Oh, no!
And they're terrified, but they can't move.
Get out of the way!
They don't move.
No, you have to move. You have to run.
Crashes into your family and smears them.
Oh, man.
It smears your family all over.
Oh, man.
Your childhood home. Do you feel better? Do you feel better yet? No. No, you don't, do you?
No. No, I feel really sad.
Yeah, you feel really sad. All right, so the next thing that happens.
Okay.
There's... now all of your friends are gathered around you at this big funeral because it's your wife and your family have all been killed tragically.
This is a really bad last 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then at the funeral, somebody comes in with a knife and kills all of your friends.
Oh, man.
And they spare you.
What?
Yeah, you were spared. They just kill all of your friends.
Everybody I know and love dies.
Everyone that you know and love is dead.
They're all dead.
Sam, let me cut in here for a second.
Who's that?
This is your other guy.
There's two of us. I forgot to tell you. Stay in your trance.
Okay. All right. I was taking out for a moment, but now I'm back in.
Puke again.
So now.
All right, good. He's back.
Now it's just you and the person who stabbed all of your friends at your funeral. His back is turned to you.
Uh-huh.
Walk up to him.
Okay.
Put your hand on his shoulder and turn him around.
I turn him around.
Yeah. It is you.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Why did I do that?
How do you feel? What is that? What are you left with?
Like, I'm relieved that that was all just an ayahuasca trip.
Yeah.
But I didn't really understand why I killed all of my friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't think it's something...
I think I need to work through some stuff, I guess.
No, I don't think that you... Like, look, here's the question. So you've just witnessed everybody in your life die in a very gruesome way.
Yeah.
Only to learn that you were responsible.
Yeah, but that's...
How do you feel about that? Do you feel guilty? What do you feel?
I feel more confused than anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like I would kill all of my friends with a knife.
Right, you wouldn't. Don't you see what I'm getting at? Like, this is like, it's in your head. It's an irrational. Like, you wouldn't do that.
But I feel like I just saw myself do it.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's like real to you now? Now are you afraid that you'll kill everyone in your life?
Yeah, kind of.
Did we really fuck this up?
I kind of feel like maybe there's a side of me
uh-huh.
that wants all of my friends to die.
Right, because you just witnessed that. And,
and
you're like, oh my god,
that's the real me.
Oh, okay, that's not what we were going for. Sorry.
Well, actually, that is exactly what I was going for.
No, that's what Jared wants. He wants another psychopath.
I lied about not wanting to do the psychotherapy again.
I was trying to get you to realize that everyone dies. Sometimes it is terrible, but you are not responsible. You are not responsible, even though you feel responsible.
Ah, that's nice.
That's what I was trying to go with that, but
well, I mean, we'll just have to see if it works or not.
Right. I guess that's true. Like,
wait, hold on. Let me take a little nap real quick.
All right. Ugh, James snores really loud.
Yeah,
I'm a little worried about him. Like, I'm like wondering if I should like roll him over or something. Yeah, I'm gonna roll him. I'm gonna roll him over.
Okay.
You were snoring.
Wow. What? Really? I don't snore.
All right. Fine.
No dreams.
No dreams. Ah, success. Hey.
I think I'm cured.
All right. Huh. Jared, we did it.
Good job, guys.
We're so good at this.
Yeah.
I didn't think that it worked,
uh-huh.
but after double checking with my short nap,
uh-huh.
I can confirm. I'm no longer irrationally afraid of my family being killed.
That's good. I mean, it could just be because you hadn't slept in like a week. You've been like starving yourself and puking for days and like you probably just needed the rest.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see if it sticks. I hope it sticks.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nothing's guaranteed.
No.
But
I'm glad that you walked away with that at least.
Yeah.
All right. So we've cured me and we've cured James. We think we've cured James.
I think I'm cured. Yeah,
good. Jared, I wonder if do you have any fears? Is there anything you're afraid of at all?
Well, you know me. I'm a pretty fearless guy.
Yeah, I think you as far as like the whole like psychopath sociopath thing goes, you're like a step ahead of us on that stuff. So I'm wondering what you would be afraid of, because it doesn't seem to be like something as emotional as like having your loved ones killed, or something as like
primal as
mine and like being
submerged. Being underwater.
I'm wondering like what would Jared Sane be afraid of?
Well, you guys know,
getting caught.
No, I cover my tracks too well. But you guys know I've been traveling overseas, you know, for quite a few months now.
Right.
Yep.
Like I look at my planning and like the things that I that I have with me, and I like I realize that like there's a few things that if I lose them, I have like no backup plan. So this is like a pretty simple thing. Like it'll be easy for me to fix. But like say my debit card, I'm 100% reliant on my one bank, my one debit card for getting money.
Yeah.
So yesterday I put it in the ATM machine. Mm-hmm. And it just said, the ATM machine just said, please wait for like 5 minutes. And I was just started thinking, I was like, well, I mean, clearly it was like the machine was like broken or something. And I was like, if I don't get my ATM card back, like all I have is like 100 baht, like $3. It's like, I would not be in a good situation if that happened.
So your fear is that you lose or your debit card quits working?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to lose my debit card.
Uh-huh.
Very
or have an ATM.
That is just bone shivering stuff. I think that's what I'm going to go as for Halloween.
A lost ATM card. Or a wallet without an ATM card.
Yeah. You know, there's two things about this. A, it's like a very rational fear to have, first of all. And B, really easy to fix.
Also, I just have to say, like, totally impersonal.
Uh-huh. Right. it is the kind of thing that a psychopath would be afraid of.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like I need therapy, though.
Need therapy? All right, close your fucking eyes.
Your fucking card? You want to get therapy for your card?
Close your stupid eyes.
All right, we're going to give you therapy, Jared, but I think we're going to be addressing a very different problem.
My eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm. How do you want to do this? Because we're like dealing with somebody who's like very emotionally detached.
Yeah.
I don't think that we can like reach him with the typical scenario.
Right.
I agree.
Shut up.
Yeah, you can't hear any of this because you're hypnotized.
Yeah. Yeah, you only hear what we want you to hear.
Yeah.
Did you want me to hear that?
Hey, Jared, close your eyes.
Yes.
You just lost your credit card. You just lost your credit card.
I don't have very much money.
No, you're stranded.
You're stranded.
That's not good.
What do you do next? What are you doing now? Now that you don't have any money and you're stranded in a foreign place, you don't even have money to make a phone call. You can't go to an internet cafe because they charge. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go to the bar with a lot of expats.
They all laugh at you.
No, they'll.
Yeah, no one wants to help. Nobody wants to help you.
Yeah, they're all like, you're fucking dumb for not having a backup card.
Yeah. Like, what do you expect them to do? They're not going to give you money.
I've got to tell you guys, all week long, people have just been buying me drinks for no reason.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, not this time.
Yeah, this time they're shunning you.
They're shunning you.
They're like, we've been giving you drinks, like, all week, and now you're, like, asking us for money?
Yeah. You didn't even buy us any drinks in return?
Yeah. Screw you, pal.
Screw you.
Yeah, so it's not only that they won't help, but they, like, hate you for
asking. Hate your guts.
So,
okay,
you are stranded.
The expats.
I don't know where you are. Are you in Thailand?
The expats are delighting
Thailand.
In your misfortune.
Mm-hmm. You don't have You don't have your ATM card. You don't have any cash on you.
Yeah, the expats are just saying fuck off.
Yeah,
like that.
So what do you do? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna wait for the drunkest guy to leave the bar, and I'm gonna rob him.
The answer is you go to the bank and you request another card. Like, why is this hard for you? This is like, you're going to rob somebody?
I want to have breakfast.
Your impulse was to take from others before just like finding like a very easy solution to your own problem.
Well, in my mind, it was night and I didn't have access to a phone that could make international calls.
So are you going to not be okay for one night without your credit card? You can just, like, wait till the morning when the bank opens?
I like eating breakfast.
You need to go to a bar and rob somebody. James, we got to do something about Jared. Like, this is, like, I don't think we need to cure his fear of losing his credit card. I think we need
Jared,
to,
you can't hear any of this.
Yeah. Jared, you're in a hypnotic state again.
Yeah.
You're a duck for a little while. Be a duck. So I'm worried about our friend because like I feel like
I kind of feel like we should just like psychotherapeutically lobotomize him.
A lobotomy? You think that's gonna help?
Yeah, I mean I think like his instinct is always to do the worst.
Right. So yeah, okay. So you're not trying to like like normalize him to like social situations.
Yeah, he's beyond that.
You just want to like fucking destroy his brain.
Either destroy his brain or institutionalize him.
He can't carry out like horrible acts for almost no reason.
Yeah. I mean, like, just based on the fact that he tried to psychopathize us,
right?
Both,
yeah.
Within the last like
hour,
half hour,
yeah, it's troubling.
It's not good. I mean, I don't. Maybe
thing is, like, I like.
Do we just like lock him in a room and then we can visit him sometimes?
Yeah. So the thing is, like, I don't want to give him a lobotomy because it'll change his personality, which I really like.
Okay.
So is there a way that we can keep Jared the way he is, but maybe I don't know. I feel like it's just like he needs to. I think like getting back to like the root of this is there are things that he should be afraid of that he's not. And things that he is afraid of
that are just totally like easy things to trivial.
What should he be afraid of that would?
Yeah, maybe we can funnel all of this into a productive exercise.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe he could be afraid of not doing enough good things in the world.
Oh, that's a good place to start, because that might translate into some, like...
good deeds.
Yeah, some positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay, all right. I have an idea.
Okay. Okay, Jared, so wake up. You are no longer a duck. You're a person again.
Okay. All right, so you're still in your...
It's interesting to see that transition.
So you're still in your hypnotic state, and we're going to give you some suggestions.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
You find yourself petrified of flying animals, specifically bats.
Yeah. You're in a cave.
You're in a cave.
Yep. And a bat...
The bat flies
into
your
right
face.
Into your face.
Oh.
And then hundreds of bats swarm around you and do their little bat wings all over your body.
I am Batman.
Not yet, you're not.
Not yet. Not yet.
Right now,
hold on.
You're a scared little person.
You're a scared
in the
little
cave.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared, okay.
Being, like, surrounded by a bunch of bats.
Now you find yourself at the opera.
Hey. Okay, I'm at the opera.
It's an opera about bats.
It's an opera about bats. So, you're also afraid of it. And you, you tap your dad on the shoulder, and you say, "Dad, I'm scared." Mm-hmm. Say it.
Dad, I'm scared.
Your dad says, "Well, son, we don't have to watch this opera about bats. Let's go."
Yeah. He covers for him, too. He turns to his mother and says he doesn't like the opera. The dad doesn't like the opera.
I hate the opera.
So we should leave, even though I paid for these really expensive seats.
Yeah.
Let's leave halfway through the show whiny kid is afraid of bats.
Mm-hmm. So you go out the back exit.
Mm-hmm. For some reason. It's a really bad part of town.
Yeah, it's a really, really bad part of town. Bad part of town.
Where all the best opera houses are.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A man confronts you. He's holding a gun. He says, "Give me your money."
Mm-hmm.
And your dad says, "Hold on, wait a second." And he reaches into his pocket. The guy thinks that he has a gun or something like that. And he shoots your dad.
It's a very senseless death.
Shoots your mom, too.
Yeah. You just stood there. You didn't do anything.
Oh.
You saw it unfolding in front of your eyes and felt like maybe you should do something, but you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Your mom's pearl necklace breaks. You see pearls bouncing on the asphalt.
Yeah, it's a tragic moment, but you are still impressed by how like what a beautiful image that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then your butler shows up and says, "What do we do when we fall down?" And what do you say?
We pick ourselves back up.
Okay. Now you're in your mid-20s. You're studying all sorts of martial arts.
Of course.
From Ra's al Ghul.
You're also getting high on flowers. I think.
You complete your training and blow up the temple for some reason.
Well, because he doesn't want to. I know why.
Oh, you don't want to. You don't want to kill the guy.
Jared is developing a sense of true justice.
Oh, at this point. Yeah. That's right.
And he's confronted his fear of bats also in the temple.
Yeah, with the flower thing.
Yeah, he got high and saw a bunch of bats.
Yeah.
And he learned a lesson about true justice when he was asked to execute somebody.
He didn't. He blew up the place instead.
He killed a lot of other people instead. And which somehow makes sense in terms of his logic. Anyway, so that's where you're at right now.
Yeah. Now, is there anything that you have a burning desire to do, Jared? Any kind of a man you might want to become?
Maybe a repairman.
Yeah,
fix the temple.
Yeah, go around.
Make a pretty penny.
Yeah, finding people in need and fix their appliances.
Honestly, that's better than I thought we were going to do. So I'll take it.
I'll take it, repairman.
Yeah. Jared, do you feel like you know what you are going to do if your debit card gets stolen?
Gonna stand in a cave full of bats, and then I'm going to go fix people's plumbing.
All right, that's
not totally what we intended, but it's also maybe even better.
I don't know. He's fixing stuff. That's good.
I mean, because you have to realize that if Jared had turned into the Batman as we intended, then you know the Batman leads to the Joker and leads to an entire rise of.
Crazy super villains.
Yeah.
Good point.
So maybe it's just good that he's just a repair guy who does plumbing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So you're cured.
So I'm not hypnotized anymore, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. You're a repairman.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I understand, I want to be a repairman. But while I was hypnotized, I have this distinct fear that I recall of when my dad was getting mugged. I was afraid that he wouldn't have his debit card with him. And wouldn't
that's why he that's probably why he got shot.
Yeah, he didn't give out his real debit card information. He probably gave out some sort of bogus info.
Yeah.
So if you
got him killed.
Yeah, got him killed.
Cost him his life. Cost you your innocence as well. Yeah.
It's true. Do you want to...
should always have your debit card.
You should always have your debit card information. And if somebody threatens your life, just give them the real information.
Yeah. Or ask for it politely on a podcast. That's the other snail.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, this was a really productive day, I think.
Yeah, it was a productive
day.
Right?
Like, I think we're all...
Wait, hold on. I need to check and see if I'm still unafraid of my family being murdered. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. I'm just going to take a short nap.
Okay. Wake up!
Yep, no dreams.
Awesome. Very, very good.
Double confirmed.
Yep. And while he hasn't said a lot, I've also, since we found the solution to my problem, I've adopted a pet monkey who is here with me.
Yep.
Say hello, Mr. Jingles.
Hello.
He's a smoker. Which is great. He's kind of like my. I think I'm kind of like a security blanket.
He's kind of like one of those organ grinder monkeys.
Yeah.
You know, he like pickpockets and.
Oh yeah, he's a lovable little rascal is what he is, and it gives me great comfort to know that at any time I could murder him.
Yeah, he's wearing a little fez
in case I need to not feel fear.
Yeah,
that's great.
And Jared, how are the repairs coming along over there?
I mean, honestly, I just cut up my debit card because I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. He's a cash business.
Cash only.
Wow. Cool, guys. You know, it's pretty rare that we actually accomplish anything. Well, that's not true. We accomplish something on almost every episode. But I guess what I'm saying is it's rare that we do anything for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's been a lot of personal growth on this episode.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I feel like I learned a lot about you guys as well, which was nice.
Uh-huh. You know, Jared, I wouldn't say that I learned a lot about you, but I had some of my suspicions affirmed. That's how I would feel about it.
I'm glad I could affirm something for you.
Yeah.
I feel affirmative about this whole episode.
Me too. Well, good for us.
Yeah.
Jared, is there anything else that we need to do, or are we over our fears?
Wow. I'm totally over mine.
Yeah, sure seems like we're over them. I think there's only one thing left to do, which is wish ourselves a happy anniversary.
Hey!
Happy anniversary, guys.
What did you get me?
Oh.
We got you over your fear of water.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Thank you.
And that monkey.
I bought the monkey. But it was your idea. I didn't get you guys anything either, so don't feel bad. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys. Anniversary.
It's been a good year, you know?
Yep. It's been a year full of
improvements.
Looking back, is there anything like looking back on the year that you would do differently about that's not how I'd do it? Or is that too big of a question for
the end of an episode? I think we missed a couple weeks. We didn't put out an episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we missed a couple weeks.
So more consistent.
Yeah. All right. That has been our show for today. If you would like to wish us a happy anniversary, you can do so by writing a review on iTunes.
Yeah, do that, because we'd appreciate it. It's been a really fun year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're really glad to have you guys with us.
Oh, yeah. Super glad to have you all with us. We also have, you know, all of our usual stuff, at That's Not Pod, Twitter, Facebook, all that. And I think this year, for this episode, we want to give a special thanks to all of our listeners.
Yeah. Thank you, listener.
You guys deserve it. You're the best.
Yeah. If there's anything we can ever do for you, put it in a review.
If you give us a 5-star review, Sam will mouth kiss you.
I'll rub my tongue in one of your nostrils. I have a small tongue.
I go first.
I'll put my eyeball on your eyeball.
Ugh, that's the worst one, I think. That is so gross to me.
Like you're going to Clockwork Orange the listener.
Ugh, God,
and then rub your eyeball in theirs.
That is such an invasion of space. I can't even. There's like nobody I would do that to.
But your eyeball on somebody else's eyeball?
No.
I'm such a prude.
Oh, you think that's too. I'm scandalized. I'm clutching my pearls.
Yeah.
It's actually the best feeling.
Yeah. You should try and be a little bit more sex positive, Sam.
I am a bit of a prude. I think that's an acceptable thing to be prudish about.
What?
No eye stuff.
No eye stuff.
Not for me. Sorry to be close-minded. If that's what you're into, no judgment. Not for me.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to get pink eye. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you, listeners.
All right.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.